Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
744, if you listen to this show with any regularity, you've heard my sermon on mental health. But I'll give it to you one more time in brief. We need to start treating mental health the same way we treat cancer and heart disease and everything else in this country. There's no snap out of it. There's no walk it off. It is a very, very serious condition that affects everybody. I'm talking about depression now in some form or another in life. And it can come and go. But for others that suffer from clinical depression, it can be much worse. We're always looking for something to help on the horizon at the University of Chicago Hospitals. There may be a breakthrough of significance here that we wanted to discuss with Dr. Nandru, who joins us now. I believe you're the only one on the show who already had surgery this morning.
Yes, I have. I just finished.
Yeah, we have not. We have not done that yet. Yes. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
Thanks for being here. Let's talk a little bit about ketamine. What is it?
So ketamine is an anesthetic drug that was developed in the 1960s. And it was started being used in humans in the 1970s. And it's a very safe drug. It's an anesthetic drug for pain relief and a dissociative drug. And so over the last 10 years or so, it's becoming increasingly used for depression and other mental illness and chronic pain.
There's lots of drugs somehow that are found by accident to treat something else. Was that the case with this, or it was just a logical extension?
Some logic, but somewhat of an accident, too. Doctors and practices started noticing that their patients were doing quite a bit better with their mental illness and depression following surgery, and they tracked that back to their surgical records and things and realized that a lot of these patients had received ketamine.
All right, so ketamine would be prescribed and used for the most serious forms of depression, I assume?
Yes, currently it is used for treatment-resistant depression and major depression and bipolar depression, but it's 80% effective against treatment-resistant depression.
I lost a friend to bipolar disorder, and I know how awful it can be. And one of the things you hear about bipolar disorder is once the meds have established their level of working, they can level off, and then you have to try something else, and it's a real struggle for bipolar patients. Does this take some of that away?
It sure does. Ketamine works incredibly fast. So we actually know if you're going to respond to ketamine within a few hours to a couple of days.
Well, that's impressive. PTSD, bipolar, OCD, what else would it work for?
Anxiety.
Really?
And yes, chronic anxiety. And recently it's been studied with migraine headaches and refractory migraines also.
Well, that's amazing, right? Because people that have migraines, I'm sure they try anything.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Would it mix with other medicines adversely?
Certain medications. We don't treat patients who have psychotic type illnesses like schizophrenia and schizoaffective disorder.
But like high blood pressure, cholesterol, that type of medicine?
It doesn't interact with those medications, okay. No. It's pretty safe. You just have to make sure the patient is a good candidate because ketamine will do things like raise your blood pressure.
Okay. OCD, as I mentioned, was on this list. What type of OCD patient would be appropriate for this? Obsessive-compulsive disorder.
Yeah, pretty much any patient who has classic obsessive-compulsive disorder. It's actually also being used occasionally for eating disorders, which fall in that OCD spectrum to some extent.
And does it replace antidepressants that a patient might be taking?
It can. Yes, absolutely. A lot of our patients are able to slowly wean off their medications after the treatment if they have a successful treatment course. And we leave that up to their doctors to do with them. We don't manage their medications.
Sure.
This might be a crazy question. How about menopause? Can it be treated for that, used to treat that as well?
I don't know of any studies on menopause yet.
Yeah. When we come back, I want to talk about how it's taken or administered, what people need to do to get involved or to find out more, what questions they ought to ask their own doctor. I know that if you go to Ketamine Chicago, KetamineChicago.com, you can find out a lot more. You can also pick up the phone and call. We'll post the number as well. But I want to find out more about this. And, Doctor, I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
We're not keeping you from another surgery, are we?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. If you have to run out and do that, we understand. More with Dr. Nandru in a moment. Back on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, Steve Cochran Show. On Twitter at Cochran Show, Facebook.com, Steve Cochran Show. The Ketamine Centers, Chicago Ketamine Centers, is where ketamine is. Well, I mean, this is specifically designed to educate the public and administer this as something to really help people. We're talking with Dr. Nandra here, who has dealt with this for how long? When did you become a believer?
About a year and a half ago. A year and a half to 2 years ago.
Okay. Fairly recent.
Ran across the research and was just so overwhelmed by the results and the potential of this to really change people's lives that I just had to embark on the journey and offer this to patients.
And you seem, we were talking off the air, you seem, as a guy with 20 years plus experience in this field, surprised at how well it works. Pleasantly surprised, obviously.
It never ceases to amaze me. Every patient who's a successful treatment, when I walk in that room and notice that, it's the same reaction as it was for my very first patient. It's unbelievable.
A lot of people say, I don't want to take meds for my depression because it flattens me out. Any of that going on with this?
No, not with this. No, ketamine is working on a very biological level. It actually repairs and remaps and rewires your brain over time, and actually fixes those nerve connections and all that damage and all the stress of mental illness has caused over the years and years and years. So it's actually causing regeneration in your brain.
No matter how old you are.
No matter how old you are.
That's pretty incredible. Is it addictive to a point where it's hard to get off it?
It is not addictive. It's a non-addictive drug.
It seems like this would be a perfect replacement for opioids.
Surprisingly, there is some research looking into that. It is, because it's very effective for pain management, yes.
Right, because that was the original intent, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly.
What about the cost? Is it super expensive?
It's not covered by insurance right now. Even though the FDA has issued statements supporting it, as well as a lot of the societies and medicine and everybody, it's still not covered by insurance, and that's in process.
It's a 2018 thing, or it's hard to say?
It's very hard to say.
Because we don't know what's going to happen to health insurance, for one thing.
Exactly. And a lot of the pharmaceutical companies are, they don't stand to make money off this drug because it's a generic drug that's been around for 60 years. So there's no profit in it for them. So,
and if it's a drug that could take them out of the higher profitable drugs, it's not good for business.
You said it.
So is it cost prohibitive for a lot of people?
It isn't. We offer financing options. I really work.
I know this isn't your department, but
I really work hard with patients. It's really hard for us to turn patients down when we can help somebody. I mean, this isn't something that anybody should have to live with. We also offer pretty steep discounts for veterans.
Which is great.
Yeah, because a lot of veterans suffer from depression and PTSD and anxiety and obviously many other things, and chronic pain. I mean, literally ketamine can help them in every aspect.
And again, this is the University of Chicago Hospitals, not Bob's clinic down the street.
Right.
But not to knock Bob.
No,
not
at all.
He's got a fine place.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Doctor, is this mainly a short-term cure or short-term drug? Do you not want your patients on this for a long period of time?
No. So typically,
like there's no adverse effects to staying on it for, say, more than a year or two or three.
There isn't. Okay. Typically, after the initial series of infusions, patients require a booster treatment intermittently, and that can range anywhere from a month, every month or so, for some patients, to as long as every 3 or 4 or 5 months for others. So it really varies, and that's really hard to predict with the patients.
Why is it done by IV?
Because ketamine is really only available IV to be safely administered,
okay.
and that's how it's best controlled as far as dosing and absorption, and it'll reach your brain, consistently and predictably that way.
How long does a session take?
Each session is about 45 minutes long.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that's nothing.
But 45 minutes, it's pretty low dose for depression. It's 45 minutes long. Patients then recover for about 20 to 30 minutes afterwards, and then they're on their way home.
What do they feel like afterwards?
A little bit tired. The dissociative effect of the dissociative effects of the drug, that dreamy state and kind of out of body state, that tends to wear off like within 10 or 15 minutes after the infusion. After that, they're just a little bit tired for a few hours typically, and then they're pretty much back to normal.
How do people go about this? Do they need a specific referral?
You don't need a referral. A lot of our patients will obviously discuss this with their provider before they
come
to us.
Which you encourage.
Yeah, we do. We do encourage that. And most providers are comfortable with it because there's a lot of research behind it and a lot of data. So just give us a call, and we're happy to start the process with you. And we're happy to talk with your provider also if you want.
I don't want to pretend that I understand how your business operates, but the University of Chicago hospitals, I would assume, have many doctors who come to them and go, well, you got to try this, or we got to try that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you have an impressive track record, but when you go to the administration at the University of Chicago hospitals with something like this, did you get pushback?
Actually, we're an independent clinic. We're not.
But you're associated.
I trained at the University of Chicago.
Yes.
But we're a completely independent clinic. From
oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
I thought you were still associated.
Yes. Yes. No.
All right. So but what about Northwestern? What about the University of Chicago hospitals? What about regular medicine such that it is, or to use a term for that, are they buying in? Are they getting involved?
Well, some academic centers actually a lot of the research on ketamine came out of Yale. Yale and Cleveland Clinic actually has ketamine clinics. The whole Kaiser system has it. A lot of institutions now are doing ketamine in university centers, yes.
Oh, it's very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
It's very impressive. What's your favorite story to tell that you can tell? That's not a HIPAA violation. In other words, you go, here's a patient that I'm really so pleased their life has changed.
Oh, I have so many. But I've had patients who've literally told me that this is miraculous. It's changed my life. I had a gentleman I treated who had both cancer and depression, and he had neuropathy from cancer, from the chemotherapy.
From the treatment, yeah.
And it cured his depression, and it also helped tremendously with his neuropathy, all within 2 weeks. So, I mean,
nuts.
I mean, patients, it's unbelievable to see patients like come to you 2 or 3 days later, and they actually... You see it in their faces. You see the change in their faces, and just the way they act, and the way they smile, and the way they look at you, and you're just blown away. So it's really hard for me to pick up.
Any applications for Alzheimer's or for kids?
It's safe in children for childhood depression, and it's definitely been shown to be safe in children. So that for sure. Alzheimer's, I think some clinics do it. I have not done that at all yet.
No big body of work that says it works or doesn't work.
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Last word, Andre?
Oh, I just want to know, why is it not more readily available? I know you said that some, with regard to the FDA, I mean, it seems like something like this, it is kind of a miracle drug. It should be more readily available. Mm-hmm. It's not.
Ketamine is, it has to be administered in a very safe clinical setting. And, you know, as an anesthesiologist, we're pretty much the only ones who are really formally trained to use the drug. So and the fact that it's not covered by insurance also makes it a little less readily available.
Yeah.
There are definitely ketamine clinics opening up in almost every city now. So it's definitely more available than it was, say, even 1 or 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. But there's still a lot of ground to be made, you know. And we'll just keep plugging along and looking for new ways to help people.
I know people can use their health savings accounts on anything, so they could spend money here. What about the flexible spending accounts? Do you know that end of it at all off the top of your head?
Possibly, yes.
Yeah,
possibly
so that's all discussable, obviously. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions that continues to come up is the amount that it lasts. And I know we talked off the air that you've had some patients where the effect of one infusion is good for, what, a month?
So for depression, it's a series of six. So for depression, you do a series of six. Within the first 2 or 3 infusions, you know if you're a responder. If you're a responder to the drug, you feel different, you're actually having improvement, then you continue with the rest of the six. Otherwise, there's no reason to. I mean, it's going to cost you money for no reason. So after those six treatments, though, you may be in remission for anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks all the way up to literally months and months. And then you only require like a single one-shot booster, one 45-minute booster to kind of get you back on track when you start seeing your symptoms relapse.
So the body seems to absorb it in a way where it welcomes its return if needed.
Yes, and like I said, it's making those changes in your brain and actually kind of remapping your brain and repairing your brain, and that's where you're getting that long-term effect from.
Registered nurses, obviously, therapists, technicians, all the folks you would expect to be around a medical facility like this.
Absolutely.
Are the people you put together?
Absolutely. I have RNs. I have myself. I'm always there for every infusion. Nurses are monitoring you. You're on monitors. You're in a comfortable room. You have the lights down. You have your headphones on. And you have a great experience.
And side effects sound like they're very minimal.
Very minimal.
Hmm. Pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
Pretty fascinating. Well, do you think this is something, regardless of what happens with health insurance, we're going to hear a lot more about in 18?
I think so. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's more and more conditions that are coming out. Like I mentioned earlier, migraine headaches. The other day, in fact, just last week, a study was published, American Journal of Psychiatry, saying that ketamine is incredibly effective against treating suicidal thoughts and suicidal ideation, suicidality.
Which is a big part of bipolar disorder.
Absolutely. And major depression too, obviously. So that's another thing, that it's actually being used a lot for emergency rooms now. Patients are being treated with ketamine occasionally in emergency rooms if they're suicidal.
And I assume the only reason people feel funny after the treatment's over is because it's an anesthetic drug at its core. You're coming out of that anesthetic sort of anesthesia feeling.
It's that dissociative state. Like I said, it's causing a dissociation. So,
well, it's remarkable. I appreciate the education.
You're welcome.
If people want to get a hold of the clinic, what do they do?
They can go online and see us at www.ketaminechicago.com, KETAMINECHICAGO.com, or call us at 1-844-948-6337.
All right. I appreciate it, Doctor.
You're very welcome.
Thank you
for having me today.
We'll come back and get you the news next, and then Dean on 720 WGN. By the way, I did not go down the cost road with Dr. Nandra a few moments ago. I started to, and then I didn't finish. I apologize for that. And I did not ask him before he left. We can certainly do follow-up, but my understanding, just from a quick Google search, is it looked like there's 6 ketamine treatments. It looks like the cost can vary anywhere from $150 to $800 per session. I don't know why there's such a wide disparity, but we do know that insurance doesn't cover it, and I don't know what the ketamine centers here charge, but it's certainly worth a phone call.
Yeah, and like you brought up too, flex spending accounts might be, you might be able to use that.
If it's somewhere in the middle, if it's $600, which is the high end of the middle, but if it's somewhere in the middle, that's a lot. That's $3,600 for 6 sessions with no help from insurance. It's a lot of money, but it's also, it sounds like it could be potentially life-changing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I know a lot of people who are really struggling in life with these chronic conditions where it's, something you certainly would want to, I think, look into.
Absolutely.
I'm like you, though. I'm just pretty amazed at the talk of what it can do.
Especially after he said two treatments, sometimes 3 treatments.
People feel like their life has changed.
Absolutely. He said the light just goes on.
You don't want to start throwing around miracle drug. You know, it's a cliche, but it sounds pretty impressive. We will follow it up with information when we can and wherever we get it.
This is 720 WGN Chicago.